With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump says more Iranian mini-boats have been taken out by U.S. forces.
They had 159 ships used. Now they have none. They're all at the bottom of the sea. Today we took out eight of their, you know what, they're reduced to these small little fast ships.
Right.
They're very cheap, and they attach a machine gun to it. They think that's good. We knocked out eight of them today, and everyone that was available got knocked out very quickly and very efficiently.
The president was a guest on the Hugh Hewitt Show on the Salem Radio Network. Deputy Director, United States Secret Service Matthew Quinn, says plainclothes officers and agents encountered a suspicious individual with a firearm near the White House.
Upon making contact, that individual fled briefly on foot, withdrew a firearm, and fired in the direction of our agents and officers. They returned fire and engaged. That individual was hit. He's since been transported to the hospital. I have no comments on his condition. I can tell you that at least one, we believe only one, bystander was hit by the suspect. That individual, it's a juvenile, did not sustain any life-threatening injuries, but he's also receiving treatment at the hospital.
Lawmakers in a number of southern states are meeting this week. They're considering more redistricting plans, that in response to a Supreme Court ruling that weakened the Voting Rights Act. Now, Republican Alabama Governor Kay Ivey called legislators into a special session on Monday, which could enable a new date for congressional primaries. Tennessee Republican Governor Bill Lee announcing a special session coming up Tuesday to redraw that state's House districts. This is SRN News. Well, some countries are conducting a war on churches. Michael Harrington reports.
According to a new report from Global Christian Relief, the government of Rwanda is shutting down churches at a greater rate than any other nation on earth. About 7,700 of them have been closed over the past 2 years as the Rwandan government seeks greater restrictions on freedom of religion. Number two on the GCR list is Mozambique, where Muslim radicals are launching hundreds of attacks on churches each year. Michael Harrington reporting.
Public Religion Research Institute releasing a new snapshot of America's LGBT population. It finds people who identify as lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender make up about 10% of the U.S. population. Of that group, young adults ages 18 to 29 are most likely to identify. This is SRN News. Want to see the Liberty Bell on America's big birthday, but well, you don't have the time nor the money for a pilgrimage.
It won't be the original, but it'll be a dead ringer. For a savings bond drive in 1950, the Treasury Department commissioned copies of the famously broken bell, one for each U.S. state and several territories. Except for the serial numbers, they were faithful replicas, right down to the pass and stow trademark and a faux crack. There's a small but growing group of bell hunters who've dedicated themselves to visiting as many of the replicas as possible.
That is Bernie Bennett in Washington. Authorities say a driver has plowed into people in a busy shopping area in the city of German city of Leipzig, leaving at least two people dead. Three others were seriously hurt in what officials believe was a deliberate rampage. Unspecified number of people did sustain less serious injuries, but officials say it could have been much worse. More details at srnnews.com.